With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A multi-day severe weather event is occurring across portions of the country, impacting more than 55 million people. It comes after at least seven people were killed in the south central U.S. after storms that included several large tornadoes hit the region Wednesday. Tonight, still a tornado threat for the same areas, but forecasters also warning there could be potentially catastrophic flooding in the Mid-South and Midwest. The storm system stretches over 1,000 miles, and it's impacting Texas, Arkansas, Tennessee, Louisiana, Missouri, Indiana, Kentucky, and other areas. NATO foreign ministers meeting in Brussels.
At his first meeting of NATO foreign affairs ministers, the top U.S. diplomat repeated President Donald Trump's message that European countries and Canada need to increase their defense spending.
He's not against NATO. He is against a NATO that it does not have the capabilities that it needs to fulfill the obligations that the treaty imposes upon each and every member state.
NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte agreed with the U.S. that more must be done.
This is probably the biggest increase in defense spending here on the European side of NATO since the end of the Cold War. But we still need more, so that will be discussed.
I'm Nayan Kim.
Also at SRNNews.com, New York City Mayor Eric Adams announces he's dropping out of the Democrat primary, running as an independent.
The announcement comes one day after a Manhattan federal judge dismissed a five-count corruption case against the incumbent with prejudice, meaning the case cannot be revived. Adams maintains he did nothing wrong and doubled down on his criticism of the bogus case. Adams had until Thursday to officially register for the Democratic mayoral primary. When asked by CBS News whether he would file his petition for the primary by the deadline, Adams teased an announcement was coming soon. The mayor previously suggested that his indictment was politically motivated because of his criticisms of the Biden administration's lenient immigration policies. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. A new look at faith groups in the U.S.
In a new book by three academics entitled Secular Surge, the population is divided into four groups: religionists, non-religionists, secularists, and religious secularists. Religionists, all people of faith, are 41%, while secularists who have no faith are 27%. The book lists religious secularists at 14%. They have faith but secular political views, while non-religionists, 18%, have no specific faith, but they're open to spiritual things. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ruled that a long-dormant 1985 state law in Nevada requiring parents to be notified before a minor undergoes an abortion can be enforced. U.S. District Court Judge Antrim says that the 40-year-old statute can take effect on April 30th. However, she left open the possibility for abortion advocates to seek a court order blocking it. This is SRN News. As thousands of pro-life Virginians rallied Wednesday at the state capitol during their March for Life, one tough question emerged. How can they defeat a steamrolling state constitutional amendment that allows abortions through birth?
Virginia is one of the few states with crucial elections this fall. The Family Foundation's Victoria Cobb said multiplying their votes is critical.
In November's elections, where we'll pick a new governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, and House of Delegates. Our chance to stop the truly radical, unsafe, unlimited abortion amendment is to install a pro-life majority in the Virginia House of Delegates this year.
She said asking for permanent absentee ballots would remind them to vote. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
Train service between Philadelphia and New York stopped for a time after a crash in Pennsylvania that killed three people who were on the track. More details at SRNNews.com.